As you settle into your seat, your posture, allowing the energies that swirl through us through the work day, the busy day, to swirl it towards settling, letting the spine and the muscles around the spine be soft, the belly soft, the heart center soft, physically through the musculature and emotionally, whatever that means to you, to soften the front line of the body. Sometimes I just tell myself, this is time for me. I'm safe here. There's nothing to do. And that kind of reminder can help me land more fully into myself, into this moment, this place. We'll work tonight gently with the practice of self-love, kindness, and friendliness. As I sit and land here this evening, or just in this exact moment when I'm sitting, and I bring my attention to this moment in my life, the way the heart and body breathe in this moment in my life. The invitation is to invite and rest into a simple acceptance and friendliness toward ourselves. Sometimes we're in a mood where that comes easily. Often when there's been some pleasure in our life or some success. Many of us have sets of conditions that when those conditions are present, allow us to rest into or open into self-love more fully. Sometimes it's someone else's love that helps us open towards self-love. Sometimes it's experiences that go against the story of our unworthiness. So if you remember those conditions, or you remember those states, you might feel a bit of that. Just as we sit here and invoke the quality of kindness, acceptance toward ourselves. Even as we begin this practice, there may be waves of feeling or resistance. Often the heart is unsure or confused or afraid. Feels like it's not allowed to simply love this one, you. Yourself. We'll do this practice in a few parts. For the first part, we each might imagine ourselves as a small child. Little baby. At whatever age you can connect with it feels the most easy to love. Whether it's a new infant or a sweet toddler or a funny kid. This is a time in your life when you have not acted in ways that were intentional and confused. When your actions came out of a pure or direct relationship to the world. And whatever was happening in your world, it wasn't your fault. Can you see an image of yourself at that age and just send love to that child? Breathing a natural, comfortable breath. And awake to whatever feelings come, whether loving feelings come or other feelings. Sometimes this is easy and sometimes it's very difficult. We just continue to invoke the image and send the wish for kindness. And we might use the phrases from the metta practice, the loving kindness practice. When we send them to a child or into the past, there's some sense of wishing that the child in their present moment and through into the future is safe from harm. Even if that did not turn out to be the case, we can wish it. Simply out of care. I'll say the phrases with the you pronoun, as if we're saying them to our young selves. May you be safe from harm of all kinds, inner and outer. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be strong in body and mind. May you live with the ease of well-being. As I pause between phrases, you can repeat them in your mind or heart, showering this tiny being with your care and your wish for their well-being. May you be safe from harm of all kinds, inner and outer. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be strong in body and mind. May you live with ease and well-being. And feeling whatever kindness or warmth we feel for this little one. You can let the image of your child self dissolve into your adult self. This is you. This is part of your karmic stream, your life unfolding. And now we'll turn the phrases toward ourselves in the present. Same feeling, same being, same stream of being. Feeling yourself sitting or seeing an image of yourself in the present. May I be safe from harm of all kinds, inner and outer. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be strong in body and mind. May I live with the ease of well-being. And whenever we practice with the phrases, you can always modify them to be more resonant for your own heart. I'll say them one more time, and in the space after them, you can just let the phrase coming from your own mind wash through your body, through this one sitting here, with exactly your joys and sorrows, your wounds, and the moments of grace that uplift you. May I be safe from harm of all kinds, inner and outer. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be strong in body and mind. May I live with the ease of well-being. We'll do one further step here. So often when we orient toward ourselves with kindness, what comes is blame, judgment, shame, feelings of being not good enough or having done wrong, not deserving love. Sometimes before love can flow for yourself, forgiveness has to flow or be invoked, be invited. We'll do part of the forgiveness practice, simply the part forgiving ourselves or intending to. We can feel ourselves in the present with your attention in the heart center. And feel or imagine how contained in this body and in this heart is the record of everything you've ever done and has been done with you and to you. All of your actions and all of the situations they were in response to. Many of your actions were beautiful and skillful, helpful to others, joyful. Other actions were confused, hurtful to yourself or others, unskillful. To break the habit of focusing only on the painful and forgetting our own goodness, we remind ourselves that all of the situations we ever found ourselves in and all of our actions that arose in response to them were the result of conditions. the conditions of being exactly who you are with your family, your culture, in this time. And the conditions of that family and that culture going back forever. All of the wounds and traumas and the joys and beauties of culture and family and tradition are in us. And our own actions arise from that. Even our choices arise from that. The invitation to forgiveness arises from the wisdom that everything is connected. And that we are no more individually to blame for our life than any single piece of the interconnected universe. Everything unfolding together, including us. Our actions, good and bad, were tuned to the circumstances we found ourselves in. This is a way of saying, you did the best you could. You did the best you could. It doesn't matter whether you approve of that or not. You can see the moments when you acted unskillfully and give rise to the intention to forgive. Sometimes we can say, those times when I acted in a way that caused harm, I'm sorry. I forgive myself for that. I ask for forgiveness from others. Sometimes we can't do that. And then we say, I plant the seed of the intention to forgive myself. Interwoven with forgiving ourselves is forgiving others. They too acted according to conditions and were doing the best they could, even when that best was terrible. We plant the intention to forgive. Taking a moment, resting in the space of the forgiveness practice, using any variation of the phrases that speaks to your own life. Opening toward a deep acceptance of ourselves and our place in the world and everything that has happened. As we continue to sit in silence, you can work with any aspect of this practice that's moving to you. The forgiveness practice, the phrases of self-love, the image of yourself as a child. Or you could let go of all of those structures and rest into the breath, in the breathing body, in the present. This very moment, already, kindness is here. As soon as we simply relax and open to what's true, we'll sit in silence together.